Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, everybody, to another edition of GTE Professional Network Radio. I'm your host, Ed Peterson, and today's date, ladies and gentlemen, of course, is January 30th, 2015. As we have closed out the first month of the year, the new year, we're continuing on with our growth series to help small business churches and nonprofit organizations to build and grow their network in the area where they do business. This is going to be a great show that we're going to be having on today, as we're going to continue on promoting and sharing information in reference to SES Films here in Houston, Texas. The project that they're putting together, the movie, docudrama that they're putting together, Joy Comes in the Morning. They do have a casting call already scheduled for tomorrow, Saturday, January 31st, from 9:30 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. Central Standard Time. And, of course, it's going to be at Brilliart Films, located at 10905 Bel Air Boulevard, right off of, Wilcrest and Bel Air is where it's located, right behind the Jack in the Box. So if you want to come out, we're looking for talent, good talent, for the casting call for this film that will be premiered in October this year, 2015. And guys, we want to talk about growth and helping in our communities in reference to the not only the movie film, Joy Comes in the Morning, but SES Films, that they're putting together this docudrama or this movie premiere that they're doing to help assist and bring the awareness in our communities in reference to breast cancer awareness. And basically, this is going to give us more education, more information, and how we can help and assist in getting those early detections up. It's based off the author of the book by Rebecca M. Shepherd, out of Akron, Ohio, who wrote the book, Joy Comes in the Morning, who is also a two-time breast cancer patient survivor. Her and her mom have been through a great ordeal in reference to this disease. And while she's sharing her story, in not only the book format, but now in the movie format, where we can basically let others know exactly what to do in reference to that. So with that being said, ladies and gentlemen, we want to make sure we support and help the film. You can go online and donate. We're doing a $1 promotion for the film and as well as the documentary. Part of the proceeds will go to the American Cancer Society. And what we're going to do is basically you can go on the website and donate the $1 at www.joycomesinthemorning2015.com. Again, that's www.joycomesinthemorning2015.com. And, guys, you want to support that. Everyone who supports the film production that we're having this year in Houston will also be noted in the credits of the movie after the movie is premiered and aired At Royal Oak, River Oaks Theater is where it's going to be premiered at. With the author of the book is going to be present as well to do the book signing for the book as well. So, and the production starts in April of this year. So all of you guys that's in Houston that listen to me on my Sign of My Voice on Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn on social media, we're also promoting it out there through the events page. If you go to the events page on Facebook, I want you to basically let us know if you're going to come out to the casting call on tomorrow, Saturday, January 31st, from the hours of 9:30 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. And, guys, this is going to be a great opportunity in reference to building up in your community growth and looking at the natural talents that we have not only in this city, Houston, Texas, but across the country. My goal is to duplicate what we do here in other major cities and states as well to help and assist them. And that's the cool part about this at VTE Pro Network Radio. We want to make sure that we give everybody the information that they need to build and grow successfully. And that's communicating and co-oping with one another. Global Touch Enterprise, my company, which we basically do web design and marketing for small business, churches, and nonprofit organizations across the country, our goal is to assist you guys with the opportunities to learn what's relevant in the marketplace today, the trends that we have right now. Internet radio is big. As I shared before, I share again. If you don't understand the concept and idea of this magnitude, your goal is to jump on board anyway and let us learn as we earn so we can do what is effectively relevant today. And if you really want to learn big business and you want to make sure you have a multi-million dollar business in your own network, your goal is to basically put together something that people want, need, and can afford. If you satisfy these three things, ladies and gentlemen, you can be successful in the marketplace today. And I'm real excited about the special guest we're going to have for the month of February, which, of course, is Black History Month. We're going to talk about all of the business owners. I'm going to have them on my show each and every week, starting next week, February the 6th, the first week of the month. We want to basically have on Tasha, who is out of New York City, who will be our special guest in reference to her business and what she's doing to assist and help others across the country. And guys, with the internet the way it is now, how viral it's gone, wouldn't it be better for you guys to really understand and learn how to build a successful business from home, how to continue to generate revenue on a residual level, and also making sure that you understand exactly what is relevant in the game today? Well, let me share something with you. I'm going to bring this out because we are doing this as well under GTE Pro Network Radio. We have what is called Paycation, which is a great opportunity, ladies and gentlemen, for you to be a travel agent and generate revenue online by people booking travel on your website. Internet has gone so viral that everybody and anybody who don't know what to do in reference to generating revenue, well, I'm giving you some key points as to what we can do today. And right now, 2015 is giving us an opportunity to participate on the grand stage. And this is what you want to be, participating on the grand stage in reference to building a successful multi-million dollar enterprise. And the reason why I'm sharing this with you is right now is because we want to make sure that we grow on a successful level when it comes to building a successful network. Without that, guys, you're not going to be able to get to the level that you want to get to. So what we're doing now on GP Pro Network Radio is to share with you opportunities that's available and relevant today. While this year has already jump-started, with or without you, you have to understand exactly what you must do day by day. If you're a small business, and if you're a retail business and you have a product business, your goal is to get your products out to the marketplace as fast as you can. First Movers Advantage teaches us that if you start with something that's unique and different in the marketplace that no one else has, guess what happens? This will give you an opportunity to grow a successful business. And this is what we're talking about here today on GTE Professional Network Radio. But before that, I'm going to take a quick break and come back with you on some other ideas and concepts as we share this opportunity with SES Films, Joy Comes in the Morning casting call that we have on tomorrow, Saturday, January 31st, 2015, from the hours again from 9:30 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. Central Standard Time. So, guys, if you are in Houston, and you want to be a part of this great docudrama, this would be a great opportunity to spread your legs and share opportunities out here with others in reference to this film. You can go on our Facebook page. You can like that. It's Joy Comes in the Morning 2015. You can like it and also be a part of the event and schedule and let us know if you're going to come out and participate in the casting call. So with that, let me take a quick break, and I'm going to come back, and we can talk about it even further. Back, everybody. We're here back again on GTE Pro Network Radio. I'm your host, Ed Peterson, and as we continue on the growth series for as we close out this month, January 2015, guys, what are you doing day by day? And do you have a database built for your company, your organization, so you can keep track of activities going on in your network? If the answer is no, you guys are going to miss out on a great opportunity here where you can keep traction of that. We can do customized databases for small businesses, churches, and nonprofit organizations here at GTE Pro Network Radio, and as well as Global Touch Enterprise. We are basically web design, marketing, print company. Guys, I've been doing this business now for the past 7 years. Been on the radio now for the past 3 years. This is our third year. This month made it our third year doing radio since 2012. And let me share this with you. Internet radio has really, again, as I said before, earlier, has gone viral because of the fact that now you can basically meet more people, generate more revenue, and, again, reach out to no matter what level you're on, nationwide and global. Once you're on the Internet, you have to understand the effects of it. How does it work for you as a business owner or a nonprofit organization or church, and how does it continue to be an effective piece or tool? These things that I'm sharing with you, ladies and gentlemen, are nothing but tools. How do we build successful businesses? By utilizing the right tools to build and utilizing the solid foundation that we need to be on in order to grow. You have to have structure in your business. You have to have good game plan in your business, marketing campaigns, sponsorship kits, media kits. All of these things must be submitted in order for you to let people know that you are serious in business, and you have to basically dot your I's and cross your T's and making sure that you have what is relevant in the marketplace today, again, that what people want, need, and can afford. And so if you satisfy these three things, ladies and gentlemen, you can be successful today. So with that being said, I'm real excited in reference to what we're doing in this year, 2015, as we move on to the month of February, again, which will be Black History Month, and we're going to be supporting and sharing opportunities with every Black-owned business across the country, and not just here in Houston, Texas, where we're residing, but I'm talking about as far as around the globe and around the country as we continue to network with each and everybody. I'm so super excited about the opportunities we have in play, that this gives me a great chance to share this also thought with you, is that when you're building a successful business, what do you do in order to continue that momentum? Everybody's asking me, Ed, what can I do to build momentum in my company? My business is a little stagnant. It's growing slow. It's not growing as fast as I want it. So here's what you can do. If you have great marketing campaigns and you created an event around your product or service in your company, you can begin to generate massive momentum in your company if you follow these simple rules. And guys, it's real simple to do. It's all about the PR campaigns that you put together and also letting the radio stations, TV networks, and other people know that you are serious and you are in business. And so if you don't have these things in place, guys, it's going to take forever and a long time to get to where you want to go. Again, today, social media affords us to cut costs in all of these things. And again, if you are a new business, an entrepreneur that just started a new business, and you're a small-based business, you don't have to spend X amount of dollars that you think you do today. This is what I share with people. Your website should be interactive. It should give exactly what people are looking for, and you direct them into where you want them to go. If you do have these things in place in your company, you're on the right track. If you do not, guess what, ladies and gentlemen? You're going to have to go and put something together. And we do revamps, and we do website analysis to give you guys key points and factors that you're going to need to grow a successful business. I want to welcome aboard, Mr. Of course, we have great companies that we just finished a website project with, Steel Tech Incorporated here in Houston, Texas. And we have Mr. Brian Rutledge here. I've been doing this business for the past 10 years. But I did a revamp where his site is now more interactive. People can schedule an appointment with him, and it gives everybody an opportunity to see exactly what it is he do and the different arms of his business and legs of his business that he has. So, guys, this is what I'm talking about in reference to building a successful multi-million-dollar enterprise. And his goal is to generate $150,000 in his business for the first month. Now, how about that? First month, $150,000. Can it be done? Yes, it can. How can it be done? By networking, getting people out there, putting things in people's hands, and getting the right jobs in the commercial ceiling industry. So with that being said, yes, you can get it done if it's done properly and if you do things in decency and in order. So that's what I want to share with you in reference to that. As we continue on with our growth series, I want you guys to be ready for the casting call that we're going to be doing tomorrow. I'm going to be sharing that thought again on next week's radio show in reference to the casting call that we had with SES Films with the movie Joy Comes in the Morning, as well as with the author, Rebecca M. Shepherd. We're going to have her back on the show to talk about her book, Joy Comes in the Morning, out of Akron, Ohio. And again, getting people across the country to work with and network in our communities. It's all about community-based, helping each other. We all have to stick together now more than ever in order for us to grow successful businesses today. If you don't understand that, ladies and gentlemen, it's going to be very difficult for you to build your enterprise. You're not an island. You can't do it all by yourself. So you have to have some key people in place in order for you to grow and build a successful network. And if you're looking at it on this scale, like I shared with you before, this will give us opportunities to collapse time frames and help as many people in the process as we help ourselves. Remember, your business should be people helping people, PHP. That's the philosophy that I do each and every year that I've been in business with Global Touch Enterprise, as well as with the extension of GTE Pro Network Radio here in Houston, Texas, as we are the fourth largest city, going on the third largest city in the United States now, with the population growth staggering, and with this multicultural city that we have in Houston, and with all of the different cultures and groups that's here, there's nothing but growth as we continue to move forward. Keeping it forward is what it's all about. How do we do that? By addressing the things that we need to address on a regular, consistent basis, and understanding and educating ourselves and earning as we learn and learn as we earn so we can continue the pathway of success and helping others as we help ourselves. It's not about just you. You're not the only one and you're not the top dog. It is about your how you treat your customers, how you treat interact with people consistently, and how you build strategic relationships everywhere you go. If you are doing so and doing such, then you're on the right path to success. And guess what? Now people will duplicate and follow you no matter where you go. It's interesting to me that a lot of people don't seem to understand that when you're building a business today, you have to have key components in order to grow. If you don't have growth tools or growth potential there, it's going to kill yourself to continue on something that's not effective. And you have to start doing reviews on a regular weekly basis. I share this with every business owner that I design a website for, that I do marketing campaigns for, that if you're actually doing your weekly reviews, you'll come out better. It's the same thing that corporate America does when they do reviews on employees to see what their performance levels are like. What are you getting? Are you matching or meeting the demand or the goal that you set? If the answer is no, then we have to do some revamping or some calibrations here. Let us calibrate these things and let us put together and tweak what we need to tweak. How is your content on your website looking? What is the marketing campaign message that you have? Is it effective? Has it worked? How many people have actually tapped into it or read about what it is you're doing? When we're talking about opportunities, we're talking about sending a message that's going to resonate in the hearts and minds of the people that you're trying to talk to. So if you look at it like that, this will continue to be an ongoing process. This is not something that will be just up and running by itself. Again, you have to crawl before you walk, but you have to make sure you're taking the right steps to the goal that you're reaching and to the right, and you're utilizing the right vehicle to get there. If the answer that you're looking for is not there, and if you haven't found the participation that you're looking to get out of your campaigns that you're running, then you're going to need to hire somebody that's a little bit smarter than you, better than you, that can do the effective marketing campaign without you having to go through it yourself. It's frustrating if you're trying to do everything in your own business by yourself. It takes you a long time, and it does not really matter because, again, it's only based on your efforts. If you have it on the based on the efforts of others, this is where the network marketing concept comes in at. It's basically getting other people to help you build it versus you building it by yourself. Look at the organization, and I'm going to share this with you, the Habitat for Humana, which I love that nonprofit organization, who helps build homes, but they get a group of people to help build. They give them tools, they learn skill sets, and they put the tools in their hands so that they can go out and help build a house for the least fortunate and low-income families. So if you know it takes a team to build a house, then why doesn't anyone have that same concept that it's going to take a team to build a successful multi-million-dollar business? A team of people. Any kind of person will understand that in order for me to build it to the next level, I got to have some key people in place to help me put it together. If that's the case, then that's what we must do. Don't be an island. Don't try to do it all yourself. Yes, it's okay to learn your different facets so you know exactly what it's going to take to get it completed, but you don't be the one doing it all yourself. That's why co-opting is key today. If you look at the successful businesses that are co-opted, especially in my industry, especially in the consumer electronics industry, now you have five manufacturers now on one item. So no matter if it's a TV, computer, whatever it is, you're going to have multiple manufacturers sharing in the revenue stream, and this is what the profit sharing is all about and revenue sharing is all about. So you can see that now all of them are benefiting. No more cutthroat. There's no more Xing out. And until you can buy up the competition, like, of course, Mattress Firm has done with all the mattress companies out here, now you begin to understand that these are the things you have to do. You have to be the one with the cutting-edge idea that's going to get it done, and you have to get a team of people to help you implement that. And once we do this, ladies and gentlemen, then we come out all right on the right track. Now you're on the right path to success and growth because now it's not just your efforts, but it's the efforts of others are supporting and helping you build. That's why nonprofit organizations, when you talk about donations and getting in donations and generating donations, it's a group effort, not an individual effort. One person could generate and submit $1 million if they were millionaires. Yeah, you can get that, but what about you got a team of people or a host of people in your city, in your area, donating? That's what I'm talking about. So building a business is going to take a team effort to get it to the next level, especially this year, 2015. So with that being said, ladies and gentlemen, this is what I'm sharing with you. In order for you to really understand this year, 2015, what you must do to grow a successful business, it has to be a co-oping opportunity that you have to open up to. You have to learn as you earn, study to show yourself to be approved, so you know exactly what your business will take. What it will take to get to these levels, you have to understand all areas of your business and what makes it tick. What makes your business grow? What makes it work? Why are you in business? What is your why today? How are we going to get to the next level? Who do I have right now, and what am I giving my customers to do to help me grow this? Your customers should be your runners. If you don't have something to give to your customers to educate them on in reference to your product or service or your business, then you won't be able to get any further with referrals. The fortune is always in the follow-up, but referral-based businesses are key concepts to your growth. They're very essential to growing a simple business, but on a real rocky scale, meaning that it can fluctuate, it can be up and down. So you have to put something together that's going to be consistent and persistent, and you have to maintain and stay on your campaign. Be consistent in all areas of your business. Don't flip-flop, don't hip-hop, but be consistent across the board. What works on one works with all. When one message you get and present, you present it to everybody, the same message. So that way people know that you're serious, you're consistent, and that you're not just bouncing around from place to place. So with that being said, ladies and gentlemen, I just want to thank you all for tuning in to this edition of GTE Pro Network Radio. And I want to thank my boy Robert Washington, Magic 102.1 FM here in Houston, Texas, for standing out for a PSA that I sent over for Joy Comes in the Morning, for the movie that's being produced by SES Films. And this is a great opportunity, ladies and gentlemen, to tap in. Again, the casting call is tomorrow, Saturday, at January 31st from 9:30 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. at Brilliant Films at 10905 Bel Air Boulevard. So tune in next week. We're going to have another special guest, and we're going to continue on. And like I said before, guys, I want you to keep following the vision and keep building the dream. We'll be right back.